my thirst still leaves me dim. I'm looking at a picture of him and his pride. Oh, I'm never coming back. Oh, I'm never coming back. In the notes in a thousand dreams, my soul has finally been set free from his cool eyes. I had myself in the softest stones, crawl out of holes, become reborn to my surprise. Oh, I'm never coming back. Oh, I'm never coming back. Instead of floating quicker sand, but now I have a place to stand and call my own. I had to deal with man and God, won't let me down, and one did not, so I made my back home. Though I thought I'd never go back. Though I thought I'd never go back. Oh, I'll never go back. Oh, I'll never go back. Oh, I'll never go back. Oh,
so I'm joined by Samantha Crace. Samantha, all the way from Oklahoma.
Yes.
You're an Okie, is that right? Is that what they say?
Yeah, that used to be kind of a bad term to call people, but
I'm
totally an Okie, it's fine.
Is it a positive thing now?
I wouldn't say it's not like necessarily completely positive. It's one of those things where an Okie is kind of the less refined
The... Rough edges.
Yeah, but I'm all right with that.
Excellent. Now, you totally played an amazing set earlier on. It sounded great.
Thank you.
And I said to you earlier, I've been listening to your music most of this week. It reminds me of a number of things, but it has a very kind of warm, authentic feel. And I'm interested kind of how you got started. One of the things I read is that you taught yourself how to play the guitar. Is that right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, only because I'm incredibly stubborn. My dad plays guitar, and so does his brother. But it was one of those things where, like, I was not interested in it at the time that they wanted me to be interested in it, I think, or, like, tried to teach me. And
you were sitting down with kind of Burt Whedon books, that kind of thing, or was it?
With what?
With Burt Whedon, have you come across him?
No, who's that?
Is it the giant of self-taught guitar?
Oh, no, I mean, by the time I was... I had, like, a book. It was, like, a Learn Bob Dylan songs book, which is really good because there's like four chords.
I think it's even more impressive that you haven't heard of Burt Whedon.
No.
You've gone a completely different route.
I did go a completely different route. I haven't seen it. Is it like older?
60s, 70s, I guess.
Oh, okay.
So it's out there. Go Google it.
Okay,
well. So you can find it somewhere.
Yeah.
So I also read that you kind of started with storytelling. But storytelling and songwriting are very similar. But
yeah.
You are singing songs, but you're telling quite personal stories in some of the things that you're writing about.
Yeah, well, the first EP that I did and the first album that I did, most of them were pretty, like, based on, like, character, like, intense sort of, like, character studies. Because before I started writing songs, I was... I mean, ever since I was, like, 9 or 10, I've been writing, like, little short stories. I don't know, my mom would, like, buy me these blank journals, and I would just write. They weren't even very good stories. They were basically just, like, I would make up a character and then kind of tell every detail about their life. Like, it was just basically, like, a really intense character sort of brief and study. And so that's kind of what I was doing before I got into writing songs. And then I think whenever I started writing songs, or when I started singing and playing guitar, I decided that there were a lot of these stories or like character development things that I had done that could be kind of like turned into songs. And so there were five stories that I was working on, and I was gonna actually like self-publish them in like a tiny like book as like a series. And before I even got to that point, I ended up like shortening them and putting them into songs, and then that was my first EP.
So they kind of naturally became songs.
They kind of just, yeah, they were the first ones that I did that I was like, oh, these could these can be songs. And since that was about the time that I was like teaching myself how to play guitar and stuff, so.
There's a couple of places, kind of geographical places you mentioned as you were playing your set. Oklahoma, obviously. Mm-hmm. That's kind of they should write a musical about Oklahoma, shouldn't they?
I know.
Yeah, they should do something big.
I think it would be really successful.
It would be great, wouldn't it? but you also mentioned Canada, Manitoba in mm-hmm. particular, and there was a particular kind of audience participation element of a song.
Yeah.
I just wonder how places have kind of affected your work, kind of, you know, sort of places you've lived in and travelled around. What influence have they had on you?
Well, tremendous amount, because, I mean, for about the past 8 or 9 years that I've been doing this, like, I say doing this, meaning when I started touring, I've kind of taken the opposite route that most musicians and bands do, which I think they kind of wait to be like discovered or something, and then they get their albums out, and then someone puts a tour together for them, and they do that like once or twice a year or something. But like my whole life is basically driving around in a van and playing anything from like big theaters to tiny sort of in-store things like this. I mean, like, I really started doing all of this because I wanted to. I really romanticized the idea of like the troubadour sort of thing, you know.
And it's not all showbiz, is it?
No, it's not. But that's what I like about it. Like, I like the traveling part. I like I like seeing different places. I like meeting different people. And so places are probably like the main thing I write about. And I'm particularly drawn to like the middle of the country of where I'm from. So that's like the Manitoba and Oklahoma, Santa Fe. I like the Old West, you know. I like the idea of that, the frontier, because it still exists. It's not like all built up and everything. There's still just so much expansive space. I really like that. So I end up writing a lot about it, I think.
Now, when you mentioned Winnipeg and Manitoba, there was one man that sprung into my mind. One famous man who wears a hat and is known as kind of old shaky. You know what I'm talking about. We're talking about Neil Young. Is Neil Young an influence on you? Is he kind of...
Yeah, he's one of the biggest ones, I'd say. I dressed up like Neil Young for Halloween when I was 9.
Wow.
And I'm a girl.
Wow. So what kind of stage was that? Was that his... It wasn't his electronic phase, was it?
No, I mean, even if that's...
Classic Neil Young.
Yeah, even if that was what he was doing at the time, I don't even know what he would have been doing, what his records were in the 90s. I was, like, thinking about him... His like image as I don't know, after the gold rush, or like.
Did people know who you were when you were?
I don't think so. My dad, my mom and dad did. They generously let me dress up like that, I guess.
I think that one of the things you have in common with Neil Young is the voice. Your voice is unique. You know, Neil Young has a particular vocal approach.
Yeah.
I would describe your voice as very true. It's very kind of, you know, it's very connected to what you're singing about. Okay, it's not stylized. It's not ebbed on. Others have described your voice. I've been doing my homework. Others have described your voice as quivering and emotive, and punk alto. Punk alto.
I haven't seen that.
That's a strange one. Yeah.
So I know. Because I'm not an alto.
No.
I'm a soprano.
I think it was Rolling Stone that just described you in that way. So,
well, that's okay.
But voice is important, isn't it? You know, obviously, kind of, you know, for an acoustic singer such as yourself, you know, primarily acoustic, you've got to get the right vocal match. It's quite difficult, isn't it? I imagine it's difficult making stories into songs, you know, kind of making the music fit your range, as it were.
Well, it's not as much anymore, I guess. Like, because now I don't really write the short stories anymore. It just goes straight into, like, song form. So, I've taken out that sort of idea. And I guess I've done enough albums up to this point where, I don't know, it's just become a more comfortable process to do that. But yeah, I think with the vocal thing, whenever I was first starting out, I would say I was probably like doing a bit more like imitating, just because I think that's what everybody does when they're learning. I really do. And if someone says that they're not, I would probably not believe them, because that's, I mean, imitation is like how you learn, I think. And so at that point, I was really into this singer named Karen Dalton, who is another Choctaw musician, believe it or not, a woman Choctaw folk musician, but of the 60s and 70s, and so, but I was really into her at the time, so I think as I was learning to sing, I was kind of doing a lot more of this sort of bluesy sort of vocal thing, but then as I got comfortable with writing and comfortable with singing more, and it kind of evened out into just like whatever my natural voice is. And so what I've been doing, what I do now, is just whatever comes naturally to me. So
it sounds great, I have to say.
Really, thanks.
It does sound great.
So Kid Face, the new album, is out here. It's just come out, in fact. It's about a week or so, but it's been out longer in the States.
Yeah, almost I think like 11 months. Yeah, it's been out for almost a year.
It's been really well received to date. It's got some real kind of plaudits, and you know, you've got some real kind of not that you need them, but you've got some real famous people saying this is a great record, which is good. What's next? Are you working on the next album now?
Yeah, I've started writing some of the songs. I don't have any like specific plans for when I'm going into the studio. I have talked to John Vanderslice a little bit about maybe working with him again. We get along really great, and I really like how Kid Face turned out. So, yeah, I'm kind of just like in the beginning stages of figuring out what the next album's gonna be. I want to get all the songs written before I make any like big decisions about it. So, I've just been, because of the staggered releases of the one in the States and then over here, I've just been like on tour for the entire year, and so I haven't had a whole lot of like sit down with other musicians and like work out like actual parts for songs and stuff, and so I haven't had a whole lot of album planning time, but after this tour I will have more time to do that in the spring. So
excellent. Well, I'll let you now get your pie. Do you know which pie you're having?
No, I haven't seen a menu yet.
Well, we'll let you choose a pie.
Okay, here at
Pinewell. It's been great to meet you.
Thank you.
Thanks very much for talking to me.
Thank you. Thank you.
raining? Is it overcast and gray? Even with a bit of searching, are the threads about to